The latest technology.
The perfect must-have for every golfer.
The coolest trends.
Oh, gnarly!
Insight from the hottest talent and industry insiders.
Sometimes par is good enough to win.
The South Shore's only golf show on the radio.
This is Goldie Bell's Golf Live.
It's in the hole!
Here's your host, Liza Churchill.
Welcome to Goldie Bounce Golf. I'm your host, Liza Churchill, coming to you live from the lovely South Shore studios of 95.9 WATD. So I wanted to give a shout out to Joe Keefe over at the South Shore Country Club in Hingham. I stopped by there the other day. It's in fabulous shape. Apparently, they're going to expand the bar area at Raphael's. It's going to be called The Tour, and they have two virtual golf bays for the patrons, and they're going to be up and running by Thanksgiving, and I guess they're going to have virtual golf leagues, too. So if you're into stuff like that, you might want to check it out over at South Shore Country Club. My first guest this evening is MGA Player of the Decade Award winner, amateur golfer Frank Vanna Jr. Frank plays out of the Marlboro Country Club. Hey, Frank, how are you?
I'm great, thank you.
All right. So what's going on this rainy Sunday evening?
Well, I mean, it'd be better if the Patriots won.
I know. Everyone's always so bummed out on my show on Sunday evenings when things don't go well.
I bet. Well,
you know what I mean?
I do, exactly.
So your stats say it all. You're one of the most prolific golfers in Massachusetts since the days of Wamet. How does that feel?
Well, I mean, it feels great. I guess I don't look at it that way. I mean, it's the kind of sport, I guess, like all of them, that you're always looking ahead, not really behind, you know. And the years go by fast, as we all know. And I've been lucky enough to have some good years in there and had a lot of fun doing it.
The golf season seems short, but in reality, it could start around March or April and end around November. And depending on the weather around here in New England, it could go, you know, through the winter. It just seems to fly by, though, every year.
Well, I mean, I think that's true. And I think last 10 or 12 years, I mean, every year there's more and more tournaments, it seems like, golf. I mean, I'm sure the peaks and valleys, but I would say overall, I mean, it's still very popular and there are a lot of great tournaments. There's a lot of great golf courses and clubs want their courses to be seen, so they're adding tournaments all the time. So, yeah, I mean, you can play golf from, you know, the end of March till right now almost and find a tournament every weekend.
I think so, too. Is it the Cape Cod Amateur at Hyannisport that's being played the past 2 weekends?
I think so. I do. I think that's one of the last. You have to be a member of a Cape Cod club or possibly even have your residence at the Cape. I'm not really sure.
Oh, all right.
The parameters, but I think those are two important pieces of it.
Okay. So I want to recap your 2010 season here. Can you tell me about some of the events you played in, some of the highlights? I know there's so many.
Well, I mean, this year was a year that, from a national standpoint, they had the USGA state team tournament again, and Brian Higgins, John Hedges, myself qualified for that team and went out to California and played in that. That was certainly a highlight of the summer. I was lucky enough to qualify and play in the U.S. Amateur this year, and, you know, we had a local kid win that, Peter Uhlein, so that was pretty exciting. You know, then after that, you know, all the MGA events, all the regional events, I mean, they're pretty much the same. I was lucky enough to win the Wamet this year, but living here in Massachusetts, we have a great tournament schedule, and, you know, it's never boring. So we always have good venues, and the competition's very good all the time, so just it's something we enjoy looking forward to every summer.
And you had the Tri-State matches as well?
We did, yeah, and we did, and I'm not sure. I think we won seventh straight win, which is great. I mean, Harry McCracken's the captain of the team, and, you know, to win seven straight over Rhode Island and Connecticut, pretty proud of that. Both of those states turn out a lot of good players, and we've had real solid teams, and been lucky enough to play really well.
The Tri-State matches, it's a 12-man team from Massachusetts. How do you make up the team? Do you just say you want to play? Or?
No, I think they, the easiest thing for them to do is go off the point. I'm not sure that 100% of the team gets picked off the points, but it's probably the biggest parameter for choosing the team over the course of the season, the MGA point list.
Oh, all right. You are the MGA Player of the Decade Award winner, but you're double decade winner, aren't you?
I did. I was fortunate enough to win it in the 90s as well.
Wow. Out of all the events that you play, is there like a special one or, you know, your most favorite event that you compete in every year?
You know, that question, it's that People ask it all the time. It's like asking what your favorite golf course is. It's just it's almost too hard to pick. I mean, so many are so good, run so well. The MGA does a great job. I'm fortunate enough to play in a lot of national events, and our local golf association just puts on great, great tournaments. So, you know, all the tournaments that they run, we look forward to. You know, a lot of the local clubs that have been running tournaments for 30-plus years, they do a great job. And then USGA schedule, you have to qualify for that every year. So making those, if you're lucky enough to make those, that's exciting all by itself, and they're always at a great venue. So that's probably what keeps it so exciting every year, is mixing up the venues and knowing that all the tournaments will be run so well.
Now, who in Massachusetts is your fiercest competitor, like your nemesis? Do you have one player or a couple?
I think we have a slew of good players.
Definitely.
You know, and they keep coming out of the woodwork. The young kids, they just keep coming out. I guess from an amateur standpoint, luckily a lot of them try and turn pro and they leave us alone. But, you know, there's a fraternity of us guys that are 25 to 55 that week in and week out we're trying to beat our brains in. And you win some and you lose some. But in the end, I think there's a real core of guys that are your good friends now. And, hey, we have fun doing it.
When you play, say, on the tri-state team with these guys and you play against them a lot, do you start to know their tricks and learn their game so it makes it a little more easier to compete against them?
You know, golf, I mean, I think at least at the level that we're at, there's some fluctuations in everybody's games. I mean, between juggling work, family, everything else that goes on.
Right.
You know, I mean, we're not doing it for a living, so we're a little less serious about it. I think for the most part, most of the guys really do want to have fun. I mean, we're serious about winning, but we have a good time doing it. And like in the pros, when you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you know, everybody's just grinding it out, doing the best they can. So I don't know if there's really any tricks, but to guys, it's just...
There's other factors, too, like weather. Weather's a huge factor, too.
No,
some people don't compete well in inclement weather, and some people do.
Yeah. I mean, this summer we had, for the most part, a drought, and it was a little bit different, I think your endurance was tested a little bit more because it was hot, but I think the three summers prior, we had an awful lot of rain, so if you couldn't concentrate or you weren't a good mudder, then, you know, you suffered for the last few summers. But you're right. I mean, living here in New England, we get a bunch of different conditions to play in.
As you were saying that, I was thinking of last summer. It was so wet here in New England, in Massachusetts.
Yeah, well,
that was crazy.
Yeah, I mean, you don't get a complete 18 holes in. You're stopping and starting, and that takes away from some of the fun, for sure, especially when you're at some of the great golf courses that we were playing at. But this summer, I'm not really sure that we had too many big weather issues at all. It just was, it was actually a great summer to play golf. I think some of the golf courses probably suffered a little bit, but as far as the players were concerned, I think it was a good summer to play.
Tell me a little bit about Marlboro Country Club, where you play out of, or your home course.
Yeah, I mean, Marlboro Country Club is a great golf course. Very hilly, very severe greens. I've been playing there since 7th grade, I think. So I've played there a bunch. I've played there a lot less over the last, you know, 10 years or so, just because of, you know, work, family, and the tournament schedule that I play. But real core, good guys there, and a lot of good friends over the years. Fathers, grandfathers, now my buddy's kids. It's a nice family there. They've been very supportive of me for a long time.
You going to be doing any competition coming up? Anything else?
Not probably until March. I kind of just put them away, take a break mentally, get tuned back in, and look forward to playing next season.
Do you have any golf fitness that you do over the winter to keep you limber and strong? And
yeah, I mean, I've been doing yoga for about 10 years, which I really enjoy. And after that, you know, cardio, some weights. I mean, I kind of just mix it up. I'm not one to keep doing the same thing. I like to just do a bunch of different things and make it fun and just try and get as good a shape as I can get in.
All right. Thank you so much, Frank, for coming on the show. And I'll probably see you at the MGA Awards dinner in January.
Excellent. Thanks for inviting me. Enjoyed it.
Okay, bye.
Bye now.
You're listening to Goldie Bounce Golf on 95.9 WATD. I'm your host, Liza Churchill. Up next, golf strength and conditioning coach Michelle Anderson is kicking off her 13-week fitness program here on Goldie Bounce Golf. Michelle's the owner of Pilates Plus of Cape Cod in Dennis. You can check her website out at pilatesplusofcapecod.com. Each week, she'll be bringing us a few new golf-related core strengthening exercises on air, and then you can log on to WATD, Goldie Bounce Bounce Golf blog, Goldie Bounce Golf Facebook, or Michelle's YouTube page, Pilates Plus of Cape Cod, to see her performing the exercises. So it's really interactive and fun. And also, you can contact Michelle directly through her website for any information on her customized private or semi-private training rates. So here's Michelle.
You're not fit.
We just want to pop your
until you're golf fit.
Here's a killer chest workout you can do at home. All you need is a cheap set of dumbbells and a carpeted floor.
It's your golf fitness tip of the week.
One.
Yeah.
Be strong.
Think strong.
With Michelle Anderson of Pilates Plus of Cape Cod.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle here with week one of our 13-week golf conditioning program. I'm going to get right to a very important exercise this week. It's the abdominal curl. If you have a mat, go ahead and lay down on your mat, getting comfortable. The abdominal curl is really important. It strengthens the rectus abdominis to provide for a stable foundation with a rapid rotation of the golf swing. The rectus abdominis is the main abdominal muscles right on top, what you see usually as a six-pack, or we hope to see. It also strengthens the torso for rotation and power transfer. It promotes spinal stability, which is needed throughout the golf swing. This will help develop your torso strength to improve your posture, and it will actually help prevent back injury. So let's get started. Your knees are flexed, feet are flat on the floor. Relaxing your arms, roll your shoulder blades back and down. And we're going to start with a nice deep breath. Inhaling through your nose and exhaling out your mouth. Make each breath deep and full. Circle your hands around to support your head and neck. Run your thumbs down the side of your neck so it's nice and supported. Keep your elbows wide, being careful not to pull on your head. Leading with your rib cage. Inhale to prepare. On your exhale, sliding your ribs round the head and shoulders forward. Feel your abdominals connect and slowly roll back down one vertebrae at a time. And you want to repeat this movement 12 times. Inhaling to roll down, exhale to roll up. As you're rounding forward, take your eyes towards your belly button and then slowly back down. Keep breathing. After 12 repetitions, roll back down. Keep the same body position. We're going to go right into the oblique curl. Inhale to prepare. Exhale, slide the ribs to round forward and twist to your right knee. Inhale as you roll back all the way down. Exhale, come up and switch sides. Instead of leading with your elbow, lead with your armpit. So again, your head is heavy in your hands. Scooping, pull your belly button in and up. Remember to keep breathing deeply. After six each side, you can roll back and gently roll your knees side to side. Exhale as you drop both knees over. Inhale back to center. Exhale, switch sides. And do six knee rolls each side. If you have an exercise ball, you can do the same movement on top of your exercise ball. You would start sitting upright on the ball. You just gently tuck your tailbone under, walk your feet out until you're laying on the ball. And you want to be careful. You want to make sure that the ball is supporting from the base of your shoulder blades all the way down to your tailbone or pelvis. And then again, circling your hands around to support your head and neck. Neck is long, eyes looking forward. Don't let your head drop back. Very slowly, on your exhale, slide the ribs to round forward. Slowly stretching back out. Imagine you're holding an orange under your chin. Don't let the head drop. And again, exhale up and inhale back. And then after 12 repetitions, you can go right into your oblique curl, rounding forward and twisting, leading with the rib cage, leading with the armpit. Keep the elbows nice and wide. And just remember to keep breathing. Always exhale as you exert, as you're rounding forward, and inhale to stretch back out. Beautiful. So that was our first movement for our first program. And I just want to remind everyone that we also have this on video on my YouTube channel, Pilates Plus of Cape Cod, or any of the Goldie Bounce Golf media. Following along with the video, you can just watch and keep repeating over and over again until you get the movements perfect. And you can repeat these exercises two or three times a day. You can do them every day. Ab work can be done every single day. Please feel free to contact me directly with any questions whatsoever at PilatesPlusOfCapeCod.com. Thanks so much for tuning in. I hope to see you next week.
You're listening to Goldie Bounce Golf Live on 95.9 WATD.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Liza Churchill. That was our fitness girl, Michelle. So, Larry, you got your exercise tips for the week? Your ab curls?
Yeah, I think I'm in pain already.
My next guest is Greg Yeomans. Greg's the head golf professional at the Bay Club at Mattapoisett. Hi, Greg. How are you?
I'm doing good, Liza. How are you?
Good. So, what's going on at the Bay Club these days?
Well, things are slowing down a little bit. We've had a great summer run, and the fall's been pretty good, too. But play is starting to slow down, so it's time to get back to the drawing board and look into budgets for 2011 and try and create some fun, innovative programs to continue to attract some new members.
I know when I spoke to you last fall, actually, God, it's been a year. I mean, it flies so quickly. You had done some course changes.
Yeah, we have. We did. We changed our 10th hole, which actually was met with very positive reviews this year. Actually, we just completed more changes to the golf course. We redesigned our 9th green and our bunker complex. It's a long par 3, and we expanded the green to bring in some water a little bit. So the changes continue, modifications, we think, in a very positive way to continue to challenge golfers.
Now, the Bay Club is a Brad Faxon design course?
It is. Brad Faxon and his partner, Brad Booth, it was their Brad Faxon's actually his first design that he did from start to finish. So we're pretty proud of that, being a local guy and having him connected to our golf course. We see him, you know, a couple times a summer, and certainly he's around when we make changes and stuff, so it's always nice to have the eye of a PGA Tour player advising when you're making changes.
Oh yeah, definitely. Did you go down to the CVS Caremark Charity Classic this year?
I did not make it this year. You know, it's a busy couple days actually at our club as well, so we kind of follow it on the computer and check in with the TV as they're playing it, but I haven't been down there to see him live yet.
It's really fun. I went for the first time this year. It's very, you have a lot of access to the players rather than a big PGA Tour event.
Yeah, I've heard that. It's much more intimate. You know, you get up a little closer to the players. There's not as big as galleries. Obviously, they limit the spectators. And, you know, we've had members that have headed down that way, and they've always said it's just been a great experience. And a lot of times, Brad actually recognizes them and will shake a hand during the round. So that's always cool that they can bring back as a neat experience.
I think so, too. Now, you've taken on a new role as president of the Cape Cod chapter of the New England PGA.
Yeah, it was, you know, last year I served on the tournament in a tournament capacity, and you know, it's one of those things that not a lot of people raise their hand to do because it's one of those thankless positions, but I'm looking forward to it. You know, want to continue the development that other professionals before me have done, whether it's through junior golf programs, continuing to try and offer good events for the pros and the amateurs to participate in, or even educational opportunities for fellow professionals. You know, just those are the kind of programming things at a chapter level, both local and regionally, that we can continue to offer to hopefully to provide the best opportunities for our professionals.
Is the Cape Cod chapter pretty active?
It is pretty active. You know, we probably play 12 pro-am events a year. We're very active in the junior golf community and on the Cape. I mean, obviously, our boundaries extend North Lymouth and west to New Bedford or Dartmouth. So we're pretty large chapter lines, not all Cape anymore. But yeah, there's a lot of things going on, and you know, it's nice to have chapter professionals that are engaged. That always makes it nice.
Now, so last year you received the Dutch Wessner Award for the Cape Cod chapter. This year, you seem to be in the lead with the points as well. Do you have one more event coming up this week?
Yeah, actually, one of the only negatives of the Cape Cod season was we actually recently postponed the event. We had a conflict, supposed to be at the Ridge Club, so we postponed the last event. I don't know if we're going to reschedule it yet. There is one event that's left to be completed. That's our Match Play Championship, which actually I get to play in versus Rusty Gunnarsson. We're actually going to play that Tuesday now because of the cancellation of the other event. But yeah, I'm in good shape with the points. I think I've already clinched it. So win or lose on Tuesday, I think I'll be the player of the year again for 2010, which is kind of nice.
It's very nice, and I want to say congratulations.
Thank you.
It's very,
yeah,
very good. Some of those guys in the Cape Cod chapter are amazing competitors.
We do. We have a nice group of guys that like to compete both locally and you know, section-wide in the different events through the New England section has to offer. So to kind of come out on top top again in the forum of those guys is kind of makes you feel good about your game.
Now, Rusty Gunnarsson, he's from, is it Rochester?
Yes, he is, yep.
And he's been playing for a long time.
Yeah, he's certainly one of our Cape Cod chapter legend type of guys. Rusty and I have now, this is our third year in a row, we're going to meet up in the final match of the match play. You know, I've been fortunate to have gotten them the last two times, so hopefully I can make it three in a row, but I know it's not going to be easy either way.
Yeah. Now, last year, didn't you have a final battle with Tom Toby for the championship?
Yeah, Tom and I went down to the wire with the point, and yeah, it went right down to the last event of the year, and I fared a little bit better and ended up coming out on top. Although he got me 2 years ago, so I guess we're even. But yeah, Tom and I are good friends, and you know, he's certainly one of the best players in the section, let alone the chapter.
So. Yeah, he's a grinder. He's a yeah. Did you play in the Cape Cod Cup matches that they had at Oyster Harbors recently?
Yes, I did, actually. It was the second year in a row that I've been able to play in it. I partnered with Joe Curry from the Country Club in New Bedford, and we won. So it was always good. Our team won, and then the professionals were able to come out on top as well. So we're all tied as we go into our big 25th anniversary next year, which is going to be a pretty exciting match.
Oh, I didn't realize it was 25 years. The history there, huh?
Yeah, really, really, you know, guys long before me, you know, Mickey Heron and Jim Horvath, an amateur that really kind of established all this stuff, and Bob Miller and some professionals like long before I came into this area. It's been a great tradition, a lot of camaraderie amongst the amateurs and the pros, and you know, I think we're all set to have a really special 25th anniversary at Hyannisport next year, so that'll be a lot of fun as well.
Oh, that's going to be great. Now, Mickey Heron, he's not in onset anymore. What's he doing now?
Actually, he's a college golf coach, and if you ask me to name it, I couldn't remember.
All right.
but he's still an active PGA member, but he's taken his skills to college coaching, and it's a passion he's had for, I guess, and a desire he's had for a while, and the right opportunity came around that was local, and he was able to take advantage of it.
He's a really good guy. I think he'd be a really good mentor for some of the kids. They'd get along well with him.
Definitely can relate to the younger kids, the younger generation, and you know, certainly have a lot of great advice both on the golf course and in life that could probably help the kids out.
I think so too. We had a pretty exciting week here in Boston. The 94th annual PGA meeting was in town for the first time since 1916. PGA President Jim Remy passing the torch to the new PGA President, Alan Rowinski?
Yep, Rowinski. Yeah.
Rowinski. Yep. Oh, so that was pretty exciting. Did you happen to head into the Copley and go to any of the events?
I did. I was up there most of the day on Friday and got a chance to listen in on a futurist talker, Jim Carroll, that we had Friday morning, and then I got a chance to listen to some of the discussion from the different secretaries that were up for nomination. It's quite an experience. It's obviously a special event for our organization. I mean, we have representatives from the 41 sections throughout the country that come into town, and you know, this year was special because it's an election year, but also got an opportunity to honor Jim Remy, who's from the New England section, so as the outgoing president. So a lot of neat things, and having it in Boston, obviously, it was perfectly appropriate to have such an event with Jim on his way out, but he'll get to sit on the board for a while as the past president.
Yeah, he was the only PGA president from New England ever.
That's correct. He's the first one.
Yeah.
Who knows? There might be another one down the road, but he's the first.
Yeah,
long ways off for me, but you never know.
Well, Greg, I want to thank you so much for coming on.
No problem. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Good luck with all your initiatives with the Cape Cod chapter.
Well, thank you very much, and hope we can talk to you again soon, and have a good holiday season.
Thank you. For membership information, go to the Bay Club Matt, MATT.com. And don't forget, starting today, you can log on to Goldie Bounce Golf, WATD page, and all my social media to view Michelle Anderson's golf conditioning videos. Check out her YouTube page at Pilates Plus of Cape Cod as well. For a behind-the-scenes look at the production of the Goldie Bounce Golf Show, check out my blog at GoldieBounceGolf.com.
Tune in to Goldie Bounce Golf Live, heard every Sunday night at 6:30, exclusively on 95.9 WATD.